Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Love, the fulfillment of the law. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13:8-10. Love and law. Seemingly incompatible. Until you recall that the two greatest commands in the Bible are commands to love. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:37-39. How do you fulfill the law of God? Not by gritting your teeth and trying harder, but by loving God and neighbor. Augustine provides this helpful illustration of the permeating effect of love in life's relationships. Walk with Augustine, a theologian and leader of the early church, born 354 AD. If a man loves a certain actor and enjoys his art as a great good, he loves all those who share his love for the actor, not on their own account, but on account of him whom they love together. And the more fervent is his love for the actor, the more he will behave in every way possible so that the actor will be loved by many. Does not this pattern of behavior fit the action of us who are united in the brotherhood of the love of God? Thus, it is that we also love our enemies, for we do not fear them, since they cannot take away that which we love. Rather, we are sorry for them. If they were to turn to him and love him, as the source of blessedness, they would necessarily love us also as companions in a great good. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14.
Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
Augustine elsewhere summarizes the demands of the Christian life this way: love God and do as you please. That is, when your vertical relationship with God is right, then your horizontal relationships with others will be right. When your goal is to please the Father, it's remarkable how well you will get along with your brothers and sisters in the family of God. Try it and see how fulfilling love can be.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.